David, do you get a sense that, you know, the focus has already changed here just, you know, 18 hours or so after the game?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's got some logistics to get done, and then you know, everyone's getting ready to go. You know, it's I think the importance of this game is pretty – everyone's really well aware of that, and I think, you know, the good leadership we have on this team, you know, some of the young guys, you know, how important this week is here, you know, staying in your routine as best as you can here, you know, and really hammering down this week and getting to know the Eagles.
David, what did you take away from the importance of this week before you leave last year?
I think just approaching it like you were going to play a game on Sunday, you know, and it's not a bye week there to say, you know, it's you know, it's a week to really nail down, you know, the game plan, you know, do a lot of studying, you know, nail down as much as you can this week, you know, and then, you know, like I said, prepare like you're playing on Sunday. And you know, I think we did a good job of that. And I think it's going to, you know, like I said, some good leadership and, you know, helping the young guys along the way.
Back-to-back years, I mean, it's kind of take a lot of toll on the body. You played even more football than everyone else. Do you feel that at all at this point of the year?
I mean, you get a chance to play in the Super Bowl, you know, so I think, you know, that stuff just kind of goes out the, in my opinion, goes out the back of my mind, you know, and, you know, as a little kid, this is what you dream of. So whatever little ailment or whatever you've got at this point, you know, it don't really matter. You know, you got one more game left. You know, 60 more minutes of guaranteed football. So, you know, I think that's really the big thing.
David, could you talk a little bit about how Danny Amendola really came through in the clutch yesterday?
Yeah, Danny's a great player. You know, he's a fiery guy, a guy you love to compete with. Definitely a guy I'm glad is in that locker room. And, you know, not a surprise to any of us. You know, we see how hard he works every day. And I think that's just a testament to that, you know. You know, it's not, you know, being in the right place at the right time. It's him working at that and, you know, compiling that throughout the year. And I think he's done a great job. And, you know, he's someone I've looked up to, you know, ever since I've come into this league.
What is it about the culture of the Patriots that allows the team to never lose focus? And despite being behind, it just seems that everybody expects to win, and it seems like you do win.
Yeah, it's – you know, I think it's one, just a testament to the guys in that locker room and, you know, everyone that's put so much into the season, you know, starting back in, you know, April and, you know, even the coaches in the off season kind of organizing the team and, you know, all that stuff that goes into it. And I think it's just everyone's work ethic. You know, we, you know, practices are tough, you know, it's tough and it's just, you know, everyone not panicking. You know, we feel like we've been in those situations and put through the ringer in practice and things like that. You know, so we're well prepared, you know, when these situations come up. You know, it's definitely not where we want to be in games, but, you know, it's definitely a testament to those guys and, you know, all of work ethic we put in all year.
We see Tom fired up on the sidelines, yelling at guys. I mean, does he get everybody going?
I mean, yeah, he gets everyone going. And I think everyone feeds off of everybody, though, you know, and part of, you know, playing football, you know, defense making stops and Danny returning the football. Now we're at the 30-yard line, you know, and you know, that's just everyone can feed off that energy, and you know, that's how we want to play the game. And, you know, sometimes it just doesn't go that way, though.
Once you get rolling on Wednesday, is this the week where you get most of your work done as opposed to next week?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is a big week. You know, it's not a regular bye week, and, you know, it's a week where, you know, we need to get a lot of preparation done and prepare like we're going to play on Sunday. You know, so I think that's going to be a big thing, you know, to stress to some of the younger guys or guys who haven't, you know, been in this position and, you know, get as much as we can. And we need to prepare, like I said, like we're going to play on Sunday. It's a big week.
Having been through, you know, the game just last year with a lot of people having gone through it, you know, once or twice already on this team, do you think there can be any kind of advantage in experience, or is this week just so different and so unique?
You know, I think experience is, you know, kind of up in the air sometimes. You know, I mean, you know, guys, you know, not having playoff experience, you know, with Cooks and Gilmore, and now they're making big plays and, you know, in the playoffs. So I think it's just being mature about it and, you know, approaching it like a work week and, you know, just kind of limiting the distractions. And you got to do that all throughout the year, you know, but now it's just on the biggest scale and, you know, week of your life, I guess.
But David, any surprise that LeGarrette has had the impact he's had on that Eagles offense throughout this year?
You know, LG's a great player. You know, he's a veteran guy. He knows how to win. And, you know, he's done a great job.
David, what was it going against a defensive front like you went against last night? How do you think maybe that prepares you for going against, at least talent-wise, kind of a similar type of front in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it'd be a new challenge like it is each week. You know, and now they're just, you know, each week they get better and better now. You know, so this would be the best front we've played all year. You know, but, you know, hats off to Jacksonville. They did a good job. It was a big challenge. I thought our guys stood in there, you know, played hard and played tough. There's definitely a lot of things we got to do better. And like I said, you know, against the Eagles, it's going to be a big challenge. You know, it's another great front with a lot of good players up there and some veteran guys too. So it'll be a good challenge, and you know, we'll have to get in there and start studying here.
David, how nice is it for you guys as a line to know that you can have two right tackles go down and you still have Cam there, who's been around, obviously knows the system really well, has a lot of experience. How much, I guess, security does that give the rest of you guys up front?
Yeah, you know, I think that's just a testament to everyone that works in that locker room. You know, you hate seeing guys go down, you know, but, you know, the things we do to try to prepare for that, you know, everyone's getting coached, you know, everyone's getting worked, you know, so in case, you know, heaven forbid something does happen, you know, and, you know, so it's just a testament. You know, Cam's played a lot of football, though, and, you know, so he's done a great job in there for us, and, you know, it's just, like I said, a testament to those guys and how they come each day to go to work and prepare like they're going to play. You know, you just never know, you know, what may happen.
Can you speak to Tom's resiliency playing with the injury, and was there anything you had to do differently just playing with him with the hand?
You know, he's a great competitor. You know, there's no one no one like him. He's a great, you know, great teammate, great leader. You know, he's a tough guy, you know, in kind of a tricky situation, and you know, I thought he handled it, you know, like we expected, you know, like a professional, and how he's, you know, done it for 3 years I've been around him.
How can you describe the challenge it was facing Jaguars defense yesterday?
Yeah, you know, it was, like I said, it was definitely a big challenge. You know, there's some things I'll, you know, think we could have done better, and we would have liked to have done better as a team, and especially an offensive line. And, you know, but, you know, hats off to them. They did a good job, and, you know, I thought our guys really competed in there and, you know, held our own. And, you know, it's like I said, it's going to be a big challenge this week, or, you know, next week. You know, the Eagles got a great front. A lot of guys up there making big plays for them. You can see that in the last game they played. You know, those guys up front making big plays. So it's going to be a challenge, and, you know, we're going to have a lot of work to do.
How do you think the offensive line has grown throughout this season? I mean, it seems like you guys really picked it up and ramped it up. Do you feel like you're playing your best football right now on the line?
Yeah, you know, I never think it's our best. I think we're playing better football. You know, there's things we're doing, you know, pretty well right now, and there's some things, you know, we could work on. You know, obviously, you know, the running game wasn't satisfactory for anyone in that room, you know, especially as an offensive lineman, you take pride in that. You know, but there's things, you know, you know, we've cut down on a lot of penalties. You know, I don't even know how long it's been since we had a penalty. So things like that, you know, bright spots. But there's definitely a lot of things we can work on and things we got to do better. And, you know, that stuff we got to clean up this week and be ready to go.
Last question.
My last question? All right.
Thanks, Steve.